Let's be seated. That last verse, I didn't plan it this way, but it says something very wonderful about the communion service. There are so many things that come to mind when we come to the Lord's table. But one thing that I almost always think of is strength for the journey. The Lord is nourishing our inner man. And He's making us spiritually strong when we feed upon Him, when we receive Him. And He knows how we faint. He knows how we grow weary. He knows how our love and our zeal often flag. Lord, I want to love You more. I want to serve You better. I take strength tonight. Out of Your fullness I receive. As I open my heart to You, I take strength tonight. I pray that my fellowship with You might be strengthened. My union with You might be perfected. I pray that at this table, Lord, You will minister to my soul and to every one of us this night, O Lord. Lord, bless my brothers and sisters as we come to this table tonight. It's the Feast of Love Divine. It's Your table. You invite us to come. You want to do us good. We do this in remembrance of You, Lord. You have given Yourself for us because You have loved us so. And we want to love You in return. We want to give ourselves to You tonight, afresh and anew, and say, take us, Lord, and make us all that You want us to be, and have Your way tonight, strengthening us by Your grace, quickening us by Your life, Lord, doing Your gracious work, all the provisions of the gospel, Lord. We just want to lay hold of the promises and provisions that You have made for us, even this night, Lord. Work in Your own gracious and wonderful way in every life. For Your name's sake, we pray, and for Your glory. Amen. Will the brothers who are coming to serve please step forward? Paul said that he had received this from the Lord that he delivered to the Corinthian church when he taught them how to conduct this service. But all of us could say that we have received this from the Lord, for he instituted this supper. We have received this from him, and he has told us to do this through his apostles. This was continued and has been continued throughout all the centuries. People have gathered at the table to remember the Lord. We do this in remembrance of him. And he's given us a feast that we might partake of him. What a wonderful thought this was on his part, to give us this way to remember him through emblems that teach us of his great love and his sacrifice for us, and that he means to give himself to us. Even as he has done on the cross, he gives himself to us when we partake of him in his word, by his spirit. In this meeting tonight, he is here and he gives himself to us. He loves us tonight and gives himself to us. I have received of the Lord. I got it from him, the Apostle Paul said, that which I also delivered unto you. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He gave thanks first, and we like to do that too. I'd like to ask Brother Tom to lead the congregation in a prayer of thanksgiving for the bread that was broken for us.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for so loving us that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Thank you, O God, for allowing your Son to be broken that we might be made whole.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed. Hallelujah.
beautiful, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I worship.
Jesus said to his disciples, take and eat, this is my body. And he says that to us tonight, for we minister in his name. Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Eat ye all of it. I feel impressed to just mention this. When we partake of the bread, I often think of that passage in Hebrews where it says that a new and a living way has been opened to us through the veil. Remember how the veil in the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom when Jesus died. It says a new and living way has been opened to us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. When his body was broken for us, a door of fellowship was opened to God's people, and we enter in through the new and living way, and there are wonderful blessings for us in fellowship and communion with God. We come right into the holiest. A walk in the light, a life in Christ, a fellowship with God that we could know in no other way except that Jesus gave himself for us. And his blood was shed too to open the way to glory. Terstegen has it in one of his poems, thy precious blood has opened heaven and we have found thee there. In the same way, Jesus took the cup after they had partaken of the bread. And he said, this cup is the New Testament. In my blood, do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. How thankful we are for the precious blood of Jesus. I'd like to ask Matthew to lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving for the precious blood shed for us.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending us your Son, Jesus.
We
pray, Lord, that this evening you would help us to see again the great love of our Savior and the cost that it was to go to Calvary. And the price that was paid for the forgiveness of our sins. We ask, dear Lord, that you would help us to receive from you all that you purchased for us on Calvary.
Hallelujah.
That precious
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The forgiveness of sins, the healing of our bodies, and the overcoming power that was purchased for us that day. Thank you, Lord, for sending us Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Precious blood of Jesus shed on Calvary, shed for rebels, shed for sinners, shed for me.
is for thee. Precious, precious blood of Jesus, ever flowing. With boldness we may enter in. For the open fountain cleanses from all sin. Precious, precious blood of Jesus, ever flowing. Precious blood, hallelujah. Precious atoning blood, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to Jesus, hallelujah, 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 Jesus said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. I pour out my life. I give it a ransom for many, that their sins might be forgiven. Take this cup and drink it. Receive it from my hand. Drink ye all of it." Hallelujah. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Hallelujah. sing that last line again. Love so amazing, so divine, we sang, demands my soul, my life, my all. Let's sing with resolve, shall have my soul, my life, my all. Love so amazing, so mentioned this morning that we were going to sing this song tonight. Do we have enough? Take my life and let it be. And I wanted to sing it from these sheets because the whole thing is there for us. And the hymn books, they've usually abbreviated it. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. And those of you who have your books, your devotional books, I hope you read the first day today and that you'll be up to day two for tomorrow. All right? Day two for tomorrow, and if you need to catch up, read day one tonight, and day two tomorrow. Let's stand and sing. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Said, Amen. Amen. So be it. All for Jesus. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Now,
on this night, we like to pray for all the counselors. And we have them come up one by one, stand in the middle, and we pray for them. No. We'll pray for you all together, okay? That is the village counselors and the cottage counselors. You have quite a responsibility. The kids are coming tomorrow, and I know that you're going to let the love of Jesus flow through you, and you're going to give them God's word and give them a wonderful, can I use that word? Yes. A great and high time, whatever. Here at Pilgrim Camp, they're going to go home and they're going to say, can't wait to go back there next year. But most importantly, they're going to meet the Lord. And we want to pray that God will make you His ministers, and that your lives shall really draw, as Jesus is exalted through you, that these kids shall be drawn to Him. So I'd like to ask the counselors to stand, please. Cottage counselors, village counselors, please stand. Well, what a fine group. I think the kids are going to have great fun and a wonderful time. But let's unite in prayer for them, shall we? Hallelujah. Lord, we could ask for nothing greater tonight than that you would take them as they have presented themselves to you and fill them with yourself. Put your Holy Spirit's anointing upon them. Give them your heart, your love, your patience, your kindness, your joy. Lord, let your light shine from their faces and from their lives. Let your love flow through them. Let your life be manifested. We pray that you will bless these counselors and that you will do your great work through them in touching all the lives that you are sending us for this first period. We pray that they shall receive you, Lord, shall open their hearts to you. Let your Spirit move and do your mighty work in all of these children, that they might truly meet the Lord, that they might hear your voice calling them. Yes, the counselor will be bringing them your word, but in that, let them hear you and let them sense that you are drawing them, and work a response in every one of their hearts. Do something for eternity and all the campers that you send us at this time, we pray. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that we can look to you together and call upon you together and know that we are praying in accordance with your will when we ask you to bless these children that you send to us. Lord, bless them and have your way. Have your way in their lives, we pray. You know every single one of them, every single situation. And we just pray that you will bless them and use these counselors, Lord. Touch them even tonight, Lord. Touch these counselors. Inspire them as we look to you together for them. Fill them with a greater measure of your Spirit. Put your fresh anointing upon them. Let your love fill their hearts, we pray. For Jesus' sake, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you and strengthen you for the task that is ahead of you. You may be seated. And now we also pray for the rest of the staff on this night. So if you're part of this Watch Rock staff, stand, please. Maybe you don't know what you are, but you're serving here at camp. Well, now, since I'm part of this Watch Rock staff, I would like to step aside and have Sister Mary, head counselor for the village. Will you pray for the Watch Rock staff? Please lead the congregation.
God, you're so good to us. You are so good to each one of us.
Yes,
Lord. And we do want to serve you, and we want to serve others.
Jesus.
And we want to know you better.
Yes, Lord.
Do something for each one of these staff people that you see, man, they just need. I just pray, oh God, that you will come to each one of them, that their hands would show others what Jesus is like. That their facial expressions, that how they interact with each other will just show others the campers, the guests included, each other, what Jesus is like. We want to know you better. And I pray that you'll just fill each one of them. They're going to be in these meetings, Lord. They'll be tired, maybe. But God, I pray that you'll put in each one of them more of Jesus Christ. Thank you that we have the Holy Ghost of God that makes the Word of God real and alive in every heart. And I pray you'll bless them as they give. I pray that you will bless them and give to them. Let each one receive from God. Thank you that you are so good to us. Thank you that we can have you. We know that. We never have to live without you. Do something to help us to know that in a greater way this period. Bless the minister. It happens to be Brother Eddie right now and any other ones that will come that help us to know you better. I pray that you'll fill him and that you'll meet his needs. That you'll come to his children and his relatives and his church. And that you'll do something in his life that will go on and on. And that will just bless others. And I just pray while he's here that you will bless those that are sticking by the stuff back at his place. Bless Jeffrey and Brother John. Bless others that are going to be there serving you while Eddie is here. And I just pray, oh God, that you'll be over all. We love you tonight. We want to give our body, soul, and mind to you. We want to take, just as this song says, our hands, our feet, our heart, our very life, and give it to you these 2 weeks. Come and help us to be all you want us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Sister Mary. Now, on communion evening, we like to take time to greet one another, so don't run off, even though you may be tired and have to get up early tomorrow. Make sure that you greet someone and show them the love of Jesus. Maybe you want to give them a hearty handshake or a happy hug. You just show them the love of Jesus and greet one another. Oh, isn't that nice? That's so sweet. Okay, you're leading the way. But there's something that comes first. Okay, and that is, I heard tell last night that there was going to be a choir song tonight. And this is a special choir song, I want to say. I didn't ask them to sing it, but when I was 9 years old, I was in the palace. That was the village of the day. We stayed in the palace. They didn't even have the village yet. And our head counselor, by the way, our breakfast and morning worship was held in Mayhew Manor. There were no walls there. It was a big room, and that's where we ate breakfast. The kitchen was down here. The kitchen is knocked down. It was between the library and Mayhew Manor, a small building. Anyway, you don't need to know all that. It's getting late. But our head counselor taught us this song and had us learn it by heart. It's been a blessing to me all my life, and I'm glad that they're going to sing it tonight. Oh, for a heart to praise my God. Please, choir, come.
Oh, Lord, Thank you so much. That's a great blessing to me. That was 1961 when I learned that by heart. And it's followed me all through life, blessed me many times.
Well, let me quote to you from St. Patrick. I bind unto my soul today the strong name of the Trinity, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with you all. Amen. Let us greet one another in the love of God. Amen. Have a great night.